Tim Cook probably expected applause. Instead, when Apple announced its mandatory 3-day office return in 2021, employees revolted. These weren't slackers. They were the people who just shipped revolutionary products from their kitchen tables during a pandemic. Their message was clear. We proved remote work works, so why are you treating us like children who need supervision? This wasn't an Apple problem. It was an everywhere problem. Companies worldwide suddenly faced an uncomfortable truth. The old rules of workplace culture, butts in seats, FaceTime equals commitment, innovation requires whiteboards, had been exposed as myths. The pandemic forced the largest workplace experiment in history, and the results contradicted decades of management orthodoxy. Productivity didn't collapse, creativity didn't die, culture didn't evaporate. Yet leaders kept clinging to pre-2020 thinking, trying to stuff the genie back in the bottle. The real question isn't whether remote work can succeed, it's whether leaders can evolve fast enough to make it thrive. The pandemic separated organizational principles from habits masquerading as wisdom. Remote work added 1.4 extra days of productivity monthly by eliminating commutes and office distractions, proving visibility doesn't equal value. Most companies stumble by retrofitting old practices, mandating collaboration Tuesdays without questioning purpose, creating hybrid policies delivering commuting hassles without meaningful connection. Thriving organizations make 5 fundamental shifts. First, they design culture intentionally. GitLab maintains a 3,000-page public handbook detailing everything from communication norms to decision-making, ensuring clarity across time zones. Second, they measure impact over input. Google's OKR system creates quarterly goals with measurable outcomes, critical since disengaged employees cost up to 34% of their annual salary. Third, they embrace work-life integration. When GoTo acknowledged pets and children might crash video calls, they weren't lowering standards. They were acknowledging reality. Fourth, they shift to asynchronous collaboration. Doist's CEO describes async communication as creating a much more calm environment where thoughtful contributions replace knee-jerk Slack reactions. Finally, they replace mandates with team-level flexibility. Spotify's work-from-anywhere policy delivered 40% lower turnover. Companies clinging to rigid mandates watch their best people leave. 72% of workers unhappy with current flexibility are actively job hunting. What keeps scattered teams aligned across continents? Not perks. Those were always band-aids. Purpose works, shared understanding of why the work matters beyond paychecks. Purpose isn't a dusty mission statement. Tesla's Accelerate the World's Transition to Sustainable Energy drives product decisions. Patagonia's Save Our Home Planet led them to sue the Trump administration and tell customers not to buy jackets unnecessarily. That's purpose with teeth. The pandemic revealed authentic purpose. CVS stopped selling tobacco despite $2 billion in annual revenue. Companies laying off thousands while executives kept bonuses revealed their true values. Purpose transforms at the team level. When Mars Wrigley's packaging team created their purpose statement, they shifted from serving internal clients to making the product experience more meaningful for consumers. Decisions became clearer, conflicts resolved faster. But purpose without autonomy creates frustration. Spotify balances this. Leaders articulate the goal, cross the river. Teams determine the method, build the bridge. Netflix's freedom and responsibility gives autonomy within clear purpose parameters. This combination, knowing why and having freedom and how, creates exceptional results without constant supervision. Belonging is biochemical. When we experience it, our brains release serotonin, dopamine, and oxytocin, hormones that increase trust and collaboration. Social isolation activates the same brain regions as physical pain, explaining why remote teams often feel emotionally distant. The pandemic eliminated casual belonging, hallway conversations, lunch connections, accidental collaborations. Yet virtual meetings can level the playing field, Chat functions give introverts new ways to contribute, and breakout rooms create safe havens for sharing. The foundation is psychological safety, the shared belief that your team is safe for interpersonal risk-taking. Google's research confirms it's the secret ingredient of high-performing teams. Teams build it through three levels. Level 1, Welcome, uses activities like sharing superpowers and kryptonite. Level 2, Courageous Conversations, treats silence as disagreement. Level 3, Innovation, normalizes failure through practices like Church of Fail, where people share mistakes publicly. Rituals strengthen belonging by creating symbolic shared experiences. The All Blacks rugby team practices sweeping the sheds, cleaning their locker room after matches to build humility. Remote teams might start meetings with personal check-ins or celebrate wins with virtual toasts. These aren't wasted time. They're the connective tissue that transforms groups into teams. We've been sold a lie about collaboration. Open offices, constant connectivity, always on availability. Despite mounting evidence, they often make things worse. Harvard research shows brainstorming sessions produce fewer and lower quality ideas than individual ideation. During the pandemic, remote workers added 2.5 extra hours daily, with 40% experiencing burnout from collaboration overload. People spent up to 85% of their week in meetings, calls, and emails, raising an uncomfortable question: when were they actually doing the work? The solution isn't choosing between collaboration and solo work, it's knowing when each creates value. Successful remote teams recognize 6 distinct work modes: focus work, deep individual tasks, deep collaboration, team focus on a single challenge, regular collaboration, meetings and interactions, learning, acquiring knowledge, casual collaboration, relationship building, and unplugged, recharging. Each serves a specific purpose and requires different conditions. Focus work is what Cal Newport calls a superpower in today's economy. Research shows people are 43% more productive with daily uninterrupted time blocks. Mars Wrigley implemented Focus Fridays, where meetings are forbidden. Shopify introduced Maker Wednesdays and saw a 23% increase in project completion rates. These aren't perks. They're recognitions that constant interruption destroys deep work. Asynchronous communication offers a better default. As Gumroad CEO Sahil Lavinia notes, async creates a very low-stress environment because everything is documented, eliminating FOMO while making information accessible. Companies like Doist and Buffer report higher satisfaction and dramatically reduced stress. When meetings are necessary, keep them small and short. Bob Sutton recommends 7 participants, plus or minus 2, to create intimacy and psychological safety. Meetings should last 15 to 25 minutes with 5-minute buffers. Amazon's 2-pizza rule ensures groups stay small enough to be fed by 2 pizzas. Creating inclusive environments means leveling the playing field between in-person and remote participants. GitLab and InVision implement rotating meeting times across time zones, standardized documentation, and virtual water coolers for informal connection. Without intentional design, hybrid work risks creating 2-tier systems where remote workers become second-class citizens, especially impacting minority groups and working parents who prefer remote flexibility. What if workplace performance isn't about control, but freedom? When Gruner plus Yar studied remote work, fully remote teams reported higher satisfaction than office-based ones. The insight? Location doesn't drive results. Choice does. Most organizational rules target the 3% of rule breakers, but punish the 97% who behave responsibly. Netflix replaced rigid policies with "act in Netflix's best interest." Finding trust actually reduces costs. Daniel Pink's research shows intrinsic motivation, autonomy, purpose, and mastery drives better performance than external incentives. Organizational speed provides competitive advantage, with decision-making as the critical factor. Amazon distinguishes between Type 2, everyday decisions, reversible, made by those closest, and Type 1, complex, high-risk decisions, requiring deliberation. Most decisions are Type 2, yet organizations treat them like Type 1, creating bureaucratic slowness. Decentralizing increases both speed and quality. The pandemic revealed companies need human leaders who care, not heroic ones. Traditional traits, confidence, charisma, extroversion, don't translate to virtual leadership. Great remote leaders build the right environment rather than controlling every outcome, starting with 100% trust rather than making employees earn it through performative busyness. Successful hybrid work is continuous evolution, not perfection. Leading companies like Spotify and Microsoft use team-level agreements, where groups determine their own collaboration patterns, resulting in 20% higher engagement when teams have autonomy over work arrangements. The office is becoming the new offsite, a space for brainstorming, launches, and design sprints. Salesforce redesigned offices as collaboration hubs, with 70% of space dedicated to teamwork rather than individual workstations. Even open office pioneer Clive Wilkinson now envisions distinct functional areas, libraries for deep work, plazas for socializing, avenues for collaboration. Leaders must experience remote work firsthand, not for a day, but at least a week, working from a kitchen table with mediocre internet and household distractions. This builds genuine empathy and reveals what actually works. The most important leadership behavior? Model what you want to see. Block focus time in shared calendars. Avoid immediate responses outside working hours. Rotate meeting times across time zones. Culture is the gap between words and actions. Organizations with aligned values and behaviors experience 33% higher retention and 40% better collaboration scores. Your next step? Start with one team, one experiment, one conversation. Give people agency in designing arrangements. Trust them more than feels comfortable. Measure outcomes instead of activity. The future of work isn't something that happens to you, it's something you design, one decision at a time.